ABC Radio Australia.
To some sporting news now, because the man who led Solomon Islands to the Oceania World Cup qualifying final in 2017 and masterminded the historic run that took the under-17s to the FIFA World Cup finals in Brazil 2 years later is back in Honiara. Felipe Vey-Arango has been appointed coach of the national men's soccer team, and his immediate target will be to prepare the team for the 2022 FIFA World Cup qualifying campaign in Oceania. And then in 2023, he'll be hoping to secure a first ever soccer gold medal for the Solomons when the country hosts the Pacific Games. Speaking to Richard Hewitt, Felipe explained how the coaching vacancy with the Solomon Islands Football Federation, or the SIFF, came about while he was working in the United States.
Working as a technical director and head coach at the same time, to be honest with you, is a little crazy and overwhelming. But we were really competitive. We qualified to the final of Oceania for the first time in 2 decades. We beat PNG home and away 2 times in 5 days. Against New Zealand, we lost the first game, but the players, they compete well. They try really hard. And at home, we tied 2-2. And I have a taste that with the right time, doing just that job, maybe we could do things a little better. So I always wanted to do it. I was working in Miami last year for La Liga, setting up a professional academy there. And I find out that they were looking for a coach, and I got in touch with Sif, and Sif was really happy, and we make it possible. And here I am.
And I suppose one other aspect of what happened while you were here last time was the qualification for the FIFA Under-17 World Cup. And now, of course, you get the opportunity to work with those young players and develop them, presumably, into full internationals, some of them at least.
Yes, that's something that I really need to appreciate, Sif, because it's pretty obvious that they are aware of the job that I did with the Under-17. Was the first time that the 11-a-side football qualified to the World Cup in any age. I designed that team. I designed all the practice. I designed the way that we wanted to play, the structure and everything. And they have full confidence in my job. I know the players. I know the culture. There is a wonderful generation coming, and I am really thankful for the opportunity. The players, they know what to expect from me, and I think it's really positive right now.
So at this stage, I believe you've signed a 3-year contract, so that will take you to 2024, which means, therefore, you'll be there in 2023 for the Pacific Games, where clearly Solomon Islands would love to win a gold medal, which has eluded them so far.
Well, to be honest with you, that would be amazing, and that would be a dream, and I want to convince the players that with the right training and the right attitude, they can accomplish. I mean, winning the gold here in home soil would be historical, and I think this wonderful country deserves to have happy moments like that because they really love football. So I hope we can do it, and I hope we can accomplish that goal and make everybody happy and proud of their game.
What about development of the women's game? Will you be looking after the national women's team as well? Because they have this whole question of World Cup qualification with the next Women's World Cup to be hosted by Australia and New Zealand. FIFA, of course, have not exactly made it easy for a Pacific Island nation to get there, but there is a possibility.
Okay, so the Federation now has a new high-performance department. Besides being the head coach of the men's national team, I will be the director of high performance. All the national teams are going to be part of that department, and I will be helping all the coaches in any way. So I know right now the women team is looking for a coach. Of course, I will respect the coach, and I won't get in the coach's way because each coach has their methods, but we want to create a national football philosophy in the country and on the national teams to follow that. So anything that I can do to help the game get better in the women's side or with the kids or with anything, I will be happy to do it. And women football right now is doing better than the last time that I was in the Solomons. They have a league with more teams. A lot of ladies are playing. Coaches are getting involved. So I think there are going to be positive times ahead.
And by that stage, you'll be looking at qualification for the Men's World Cup in 2026 when the number of teams are expanded. And again, there is real hope that perhaps a Pacific Island nation will finally get a shot at the World Cup finals. Is that your long-term ambition? Would you plan to be around until 2026 if things go well?
Well, to be honest with you, you have to be thankful to the people that have confidence in your job. And if we do well in the Pacific Games and they want me to stay and to try to qualify to the World Cup 2026, I will be happy to do it. I know it's long term, but I know the players is a really good generation, and let's be honest, going to the World Cup with the Solomon Islands in 2026 would be something as well historical, and for me personally, it would be a dream to coach in a World Cup. I believe we can do it, and I believe in 2026, Oceania has 1.5 spots, so there is a little opening. It's a long-term project, but if we work hard and if we do the right things, I think we can accomplish that, and I wouldn't mind to be here to try to make that happen.
And would it be fair to say that talent is not a problem in Solomon Islands? I don't think talent has ever been a problem in Solomon Islands. It's harnessing that talent and getting the best out of it consistently, I think, isn't it? Which is the key to Solomon Islands perhaps winning that elusive Pacific Games gold medal, for example.
Well, I agree with you. Talent is not a problem. I watch games of the TSL when I was in Spain with professional coaches, friend of mine, and we know the things that we need to fix. We talk about this all the time. These players have natural talent and natural ability. The technique is wonderful. But things that we miss, for example, in Europe, kids when they are 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, they are already competing every weekend. They are practicing hard. So if we can change that mentality and we can engage these young generations to work hard and to commit to the game, I think we'll be okay. And to be honest with you, I really believe we can do it, because I've been getting good feedback for the players, and the players, they want to go next level. They are going to have to work really hard, but in life we need to work really hard in every single aspect. So I have hope and I believe that we can do it, but talent is definitely not a problem here.
Talent is definitely not a problem in the Solomon Islands. That was Felipe Vega Arango back with the Solomon Islands Football Federation once again, but this time as coach of the national men's team. And he was talking there to Richard Hewitt.